It happens to all the great mythological creatures of our childhood. They get old, the world changes, new artists come by and reinterpret these icons, usually in an unflattering light. I've been guilty of the same thing, as anyone who's ever seen one of my plays will attest. With apologies to my vegetarian friends, I've come to believe that sacred cows make the tastiest hamburgers. That's kind of how I feel about Burt Royle's play Dog Sees God, which is entering its final weekend at the Firehouse Theater Project. Royle's premise is simple. What would the Peanuts gang be like if they were teenagers facing the issues of today? Since the estate of Charles Schulz would not grant permission for Royle to use the actual names of his characters, they are only slightly disguised, and part of the fun of the first 5 minutes is figuring out who is who. One caveat for potential audience members. This is not the Happiness is a Warm Puppy Peanuts gang. One has drug issues, one is a pyromaniac, at least one is gay, and more than one have issues with alcohol. These kids are for adults only, and that's okay since the same group is presenting You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown in rep with this play. The ensemble cast does a great job delving into the psyche of these iconic characters. Kyle Cornell is CB, the linchpin of the group. Audra Honaker is delightful as CB's goth sister. Jacob Pennington is Van, the Linus character, and Maggie Roop is his sister. Ben Hill is Matt, who used to be known as Pigpen, but who now bristles at the name. Lucian Restivo is great as Beethoven. Rounding out the cast are Liz Blake White as Tricia, and Maggie McGran as Marcy, spelled with a Y so she could have the same name. On the technical side, Adam Dorland's multi-level set works well, especially given the intimate setting in the firehouse. The fact that he was able to make it rain on stage was a very nice touch. Dangerous, but nice. Matthew Landwehr's lights are solid and help move the action around. Carlos Colazzo's sound truly adds a lot to this production, and it would be a real shame to overlook his contributions. Director Billy Christopher Maupin, who has really been making a name for himself both as an actor and director, has pulled together a top-notch ensemble with a talented group of designers. He has inspired loyalty in both sets of artists. After all, this is a remount of a production presented earlier this year. That production was so popular, this critic could never get two tickets to the show. I don't always agree with Maupin's choices, thank goodness, or the theater would be very dull, but I'm always interested to see what fireworks he will bring to the stage. As popular as Dog Sees God has been, I'm pretty sure I don't have to exhort you to see the show. You probably saw it before I did. But if you somehow missed it, do what you can to take it in this weekend and catch up on what everyone else has been talking about. For WCVE Public Radio, I'm John Porter.